If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
In this week's episode of Triple T...
Whoever bought DeLorean tried to, like, bring it back. It's in Houston.
And I get out of the car and, like, he's just sitting over there. All the doors open. I'm like...
There's a fly in my room?
Oh.
And I don't like that one bit. Y'all never jumped off a roof onto a trampoline and, like, into a pool?
Maybe yes.
That was awesome.
No.
Man, you gotta live a little.
My first sip of Cognac.
Le Portier.
What's it called? Oh, it's cognac?
Wait for it.
Why spell C-O-G-N-A-C, though? Oh, the G silent? Why you got me saying it wrong all this time, man?
Welcome to the Triple T Podcast. We dropping knowledge like it's hot. Bringing you the real talk. From the streets to the block, jazzy beats, rhymes so tight, we'll make your head nod. Triple T crew taking over the game, y'all better applaud. Step into the cypher, feel the vibe, we got the style. Representing hip-hop, going the extra mile. From east coast to west, we break it down the walls. Triple T podcast, we here to answer the call.
I finally parked and I was like, Cybertruck's a lot bigger than I think, you know, yes. Than I thought it was for sure.
Is that the best experience you've had seeing a car at a random place?
Yeah, because it's so rare right now. Right? For eventually, me, it was, it's going to be everywhere. But
for me, it was For me, it's the car from Back to the Future car.
DeLorean.
DeLorean. I was going to Target in Winchester, and I get out of the car, and like he's just sitting over there. All the doors open. I'm like, Jessica. My wife was like, "What happened?" I'm like, "Do you not fucking see this?" I'm like, "I'm like, can I get in?" He's like, "Of course, get inside." I'm like, "Get a picture."
This is going to sound crazy, but you kind of see him around Houston regularly because I guess whoever bought DeLorean tried to like bring it back. It's in Houston. So like you fact check me on that. He was trying to bring it back or he was just selling used ones or something. I don't know.
They're making a new version of the electric car DeLorean.
What? From that DMC. Might be what it is, but I've definitely seen the DeLorean place here and you see him every once in a while, like every couple months.
John Cyber DeLorean.
Do what?
There was John DeLorean, but then Stephen Wynn, I don't know if that's how you say it, W-Y-N-N-E, who traces his history with DeLorean back to 83, is the owner of the DeLorean Motor Company, i.e. classic DeLorean.
Yeah, it's DeLoreans are pretty sweet. I mean, and that's what they're doing, right? Is the Cybertruck's a stainless steel, just like the DeLorean. Only comes in one color, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
That's why everybody's wrapping them immediately.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I didn't even think of that. There's a... I don't know if you guys ever saw this, but it was something that I dabbled in back in the day, was being live on Amazon. So it was kind of like the QVC, but for Amazon. So you could go on live and have a whole bunch of products and just kind of being like, ugh. And this is how it started. And there was only a few of us. And like there was three dudes that just pop in my mind. And then a couple of female creators. We were kind of the first. We made a lot of money. We were doing really good. Any product you could just show whatever. You didn't even have to have it on Amazon. You didn't even have to physically have the product. You put it in your cart. So if it was around Father's Day, you could go on and just do grills and, you know what I mean, stoves and anything that you think of dad, golf clubs, generators, didn't matter, chainsaws. But anytime anybody clicked something from your life, bought anything or added anything into the cart and then bought it within like so many days, you got a percentage of all those sales.
Nice.
And then it evolved. You had to have the product or a certain amount of the products. And then it just kept going. And then they just opened it up for any content creators. And it was just the Wild West. And then I stopped. Long way to get there. But there was a guy, one of the first ones, who just bought a Cybertruck and has been making content with the Cybertruck, not on Amazon, but other social medias and stuff. And it, his account is just blowing up. I mean, I don't know what they, what do they cost? 70, 80 grand maybe?
Or more? That's the basic version. Yeah, it's at least 80.
They're not as much as you think, though.
I mean, I would have thought
100K it's still start. Expensive.
Yeah. And he, so he has it and the content's going there. He's probably making a good chunk of that money back. And I'm fairly certain he does okay in real jobs and social media. So it wasn't a thing. I don't think he bought it just to do it. But like you kind of were saying, it is much larger. And he kind of just shows like concepts, which is kind of cool. Like just the trunk and then how it just can't get stuck anywhere. But these seltzers that I really are enjoying, they have one with a logo on it. And I'm like, holy cow, they are doing all right. And I could see why.
Jesus.
Is that another explosion?
No, there's a fly in my room.
Oh.
And I don't like that one bit.
I heard that too. I'm like, what the fuck happened?
No, that, I didn't hear an explosion. That was not me.
Okay. That's I didn't hear. I just, I saw you looking around.
No, I was looking around because a fucking fly flew in my way. I'm like, what the fuck is going on here?
Yeah, we don't, we don't have those out yet. Still in the 40s.
Oh, dude, it's currently 79. Right now, so
lucky.
No, yeah, Euban said it was in the 80s where he's at, and so usually whatever weather he gets, a couple of days later we get. So I'm always like he's kind of predicting the future for me, and it's pretty accurate. But then I pulled up the app, and we're not supposed to get 80s in the next couple of days. So
perfect weather for me is 60s, bro, the whole time.
That's what it is right now 60s. For me.
It's crazy. We're all over the world.
Just country. Hoodie and shorts, dude. Hoodies and shorts. That's all I want to do.
But it's funny because, you know what I mean? 40 and 50 is probably a little bit chilly for you, or 40 and 50s is, I mean, once it hits like 35, 40, that's short season for us.
80s yeah, low, is low like. Low 30s is when I'm like, all right, come on. Come on, God. Calm down. Yeah.
Yeah. Send that shit up to Matt, will you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's rough. I mean, I saw this thing. Apparently, March of this year was the hottest ever recorded. I'm like, no, that's pretty nice weather. It's, I like this.
There's been a couple of times where I've been like, global warming, not so bad.
Yeah, dude. You're just outside spraying hairspray into the air. Come on.
Yeah, it's I also read something which was kind of interesting. Somebody sent it to me. I don't think they meant to send it to me. You know, obviously some of these, not one of these creepy guys that tries to send me creepy pictures, but they sent me this insert from some weather guy or something from like the 40s or 50s. And he was saying that with an X amount of years, and it was around this time frame, that all of the seasons are going to shift. So you know what I mean? Your summer is going to run into fall. Your fall is going to run into winter. Winter is going to extend spring. And I'm like, did this dude predict the future? Or was it just like a lucky guess? Is he Simpsons style guessing? Or, but
probably think the poles changing as the earth spins. I think the poles constantly change. So that could have a factor into it.
Well, I don't know.
It's kind of happening now because the fall is transitioning later from like October to December. It won't get cold to about like late December into like January. Then it's cold through March.
Our seasons are transitioning. Our people are transitioning. It's a wild time to be alive.
Damn right.
Yeah, leave that alone. I mean, I don't know if I've had this conversation with you guys, but I've definitely had it with some of my friends. Like, y'all know about the Farmer's Almanac, right?
Yeah, of course.
You know, like, they're pretty accurate. Right? I didn't ask you shit, bitch. they're pretty accurate. Fun fact, if you Google it up, they keep it a secret on how they predict it.
Really?
They don't tell anybody. They keep it. It's like a conspiracy, dude. I Googled it up, like making sure that this TikTok wasn't just bullshitting me. Sure enough, they keep it kind of, you know, secret on how they predict it and how, I think they're over 50% on their predictions being correct.
Wow, that's pretty good. I mean, in the betting world, that's making you money.
Well, yeah, I mean, with people that like my grandfather years ago, he fucking put a bunch of money in corn futures, all based off the almanac. Bro, did all right at the end of his life. Yeah.
That's the next level right there. Damn.
Yeah. You got to think, though, I mean, there's a lot of signs in even nature. Like, there's people around here that are like, oh, this certain caterpillar looks like this year, so the winter is going to be like this. And you're like, I don't know.
We need to never turn a Boy the Scout. Frogs gay button. Turning the frogs gay. And
I'll have to put that on the list.
Yeah.
We didn't show Goot, but Burley and myself, we're pretty much into the music, like intro writing business. So if anybody listening needs a cool intro or just wants something, like, we have put some work into it. A lot of hard work, you know, coming up with lyrics and concepts. Burley has a music background, so we've really been utilizing that. So we have a little bit of a sample of two different songs. I'm going to let you guys potentially have the new Triple T intro / outro song. You guys can say whether you like one or two better.
Okay.
Let's go.
Let's play with my son on this. Like, he was so fucking fascinated with that. I'm like, let's go with it, man. Let it flow.
This one's pretty this one's decent. I think it's but we played around with this for a while, and I feel like this one of these could be the ones. So
Welcome to the Triple T Podcast. We dropping knowledge like it's hot, bringing you the real talk from the streets to the block. Jazz beats, rhymes so tight, we'll make your head nod. Triple T crew taking over the game, y'all better applaud. Step into the cypher, fill the vibe, we got the style. Representing hip-hop, going the extra mile. From east coast to west, we break it down the walls. Triple T Podcast, we here to answer the call. Triple T in the house is the call.
Not bad, right?
It's a banger.
All right, so this is the second one. Similar, but a little different. So that was one.
Welcome to the Triple T Podcast. We dropping knowledge like it's hot, bringing you the real talk. From the streets to the block, jazzy beats rhyme so tight, we'll make your head nod. Triple T crew taking over the game, y'all better applaud. Step into the cypher, feel the vibe, we got the style. Representing hip-hop, going the extra mile. From east coast to west, we break it down the walls. Triple T Podcast, we here to answer the call.
And then it keeps going, but I thought in that first 20-something.
That's perfect. Number two is the intro, because it builds builds your energy up, and number one could be the outro.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Solid.
All right. So we're going to rename this to Triple T. Triple T intro and outro. Oh, yeah, we did it. See, again, if you want any of our work, just hit us up. 100%. And Burley and myself, we're all over this.
Estimated 1 month delivery time, because a lot of work goes into this.
Yeah. I mean, for the right price, though, we could expedite it. Just, yes, you know, for sure. What would we charge, you think, for one of these cool? We'll negotiate.
Yeah, let's.
We'll be budget friendly, depending on your budget and your concept and everything.
Yeah. And based on your, you know, there will be a credit check.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So did anybody else? I'm assuming somebody was trying to see if you were recording either.
That's
that, or
I
you
saw
got
too.
Some poltergeist shit, because I just saw the door slowly open and shut.
Yeah, I just saw it too. I'm like,
I was watching and just trying not to see, you know, a face show up next to Deadpool.
That's happened before. My wife and I are down in New Orleans, and we're at this really old bar, and I took a selfie. There's a face right beside my wife's face.
What?
I gotta
show
that picture.
Us a picture sometime.
Yeah. But yeah, it was like, I took a picture of shelter. I'm like, you might want to move now. She's like, what? I'm like, show the picture. She's like, let's go. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
New Orleans is always, I'm one of those guys. I love watching ghost hunting shows and stuff like that. And even the wife for Christmas, because there's some things that happen in our house, got us one of the voice recorders,
mm-hmm.
the real sensitive stuff. And one of the ones that pick up the like magnetic energy fields, like a detector.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool. But at the same point, we started kind of doing that. And then one of the shows has this app. And it has all this crazy stuff. And I'm like, oh, so I download the app and I'm sitting there. And I didn't realize at the time, like, it's probably in like a free promo mode or something, because it didn't say that it didn't want credit card information. It didn't say trial. So I'm sitting there, I download the app. Within like, 30 seconds, it says like kill or something like that. And I'm like, what? And it was like, and then it said another word and I'm instantly like goose. And I'm like, and then it said it again. And I'm like, and I look and they're time stamped. And it just so happened to be every like 30 seconds. And I'm like,
oh,
of course.
So I stop it. And I'm like, let me try it. So I was on my lunch break. So I'm driving back to work in my truck. And I'm like, let's try it now. Waits. Every 30 seconds, it just started saying words. I'm like, oh, thank goodness. Because the first thing you don't want to hear when you're trying to do the ghost things, and if somebody says kill, I'm like, well, I guess we're selling the house.
Exactly. Yeah, dude, burn it to the ground, dude. Just, man. Oh, I don't know how y'all even play with those things, bro. It's crazy to me.
Yeah. So I've seen that on like Ghost Adventures. Dude. They do that. They go to a place like if you count it, it's 30 seconds.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of the old rule. Anything you see on TV, you probably shouldn't believe because anything can be made up and, you know, the stuff like that, whatever. But having that, we started doing it and I was like, man, I'm starting to get a little creeped out in here. I just didn't, you know what I mean? We haven't heard anything, but I know that there's been deaths in this house. The house is from like 1800s. There's has to be some wild stuff in here.
We just had Asians here beforehand. They're cool. We did find Asian money in the attic. So maybe they were like hiding people up there. You know, that's what I assume. Or they had like a massage parlor here or something. I don't know.
Even better.
You know how it goes.
Interesting.
There's no spirits at a rub and tug, dude. You're trying to get shit out of you, not put it in.
Yeah.
That'd be wild.
No, that's a bumper sticker, dude. No spirits at a rub and tug.
And definitely a t-shirt. Interesting. Yeah, that'd be interesting. The old incubus and succubus.
I used to be real religious for a while, right?
Of course.
And I remember I would not listen to the band Incubus just because it was a demon. And I was like, so then I later on, you know, things happened and I went back and listened to them. I was like, I wasn't missing out on anything. The band kind of stunk.
Yeah. I don't even remember any of their top hits.
That's all. Anybody who's barefoot on stage, dude. The Incubus guy, Dave Matthews, fucking all these guys that are barefoot on stage. Just wear shoes. Be an adult.
I can think of one guy that I like on stage. He's in a country band called Buckshot. He's a good dude. He goes barefoot. It's kind of his thing, and he stands on a stool. Like, it's really cool. I'm not like a country music guy, but they get the people going. They're pretty good.
Are you a country guy, Goot?
I'll listen to anything.
Okay. I have a really, really hard stance on country music.
Ooh.
Okay. And this might be controversial.
Ooh.
But if the singer, if it's a band, whatever, if you're claiming to be country in a country band, you better wear a cowboy hat.
I feel like that should be a thing.
It's given.
Or somebody in the band at least needs a cowboy hat.
Yeah.
If your band is called Garth Brooks, you better wear a fucking cowboy hat, Garth. You know, if you're, you know, Clint Black, if you're, you know.
What are those new hats that they kind of wear? They're not quite cowboy hats, but they kind of look like a mix between a cowboy hat and maybe like Indiana Jones, not Indiana Jones.
They're almost
Crocodile
like
Dundee
hats?
Or something. Those.
Oh, they're way high.
Is that what they're called?
No. I don't know what hats are called. I don't own one.
I don't either.
I'm not cool enough.
They're like a cowboy hat, but like a party hat, almost like something you'd wear in spring, but like a mix between like those straw rolled up hats and a cowboy hat. I see those in like some, I don't listen to country music at all, but every once in a while, like the family does, or you'll see something on the YouTubes.
The
and they
flat
have this...
hats were popular with the women for a while. I know that.
Yeah. Kentucky Derby, they got the best hats, all right?
Yeah.
besides Finlay hats.
My sister went to that and she was wearing one of those dumb things and like, okay.
Closest thing I can get to Kentucky Derby is the off-track betting that a local bowling alley has. So you can go there. Everybody will dress up and spend some money on some horses. And
I would like to go to a horse race. I've never been. Seems like it'd be pretty fun.
There's a track within a couple of hours from us that's a pretty decent-sized track. And I've been once, and I want to go back because there was a group of us, and we got very drunk. And I don't really remember all the – I remember that obviously drinking the whole way there. Gambling a lot, not really winning anything, but just having the ability to like bet on the horses and just drink and party. And then it was awesome. Just a good atmosphere.
If you want to see,
Never
the
been
absolute dregs of society. Dog races.
I could never imagine. Been. Homer Simpson loved him.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like helper.
$1 hot dogs, fucking $2 beers.
Ooh.
It's a blast to watch, but you see people betting their house. It is wild, bro.
Yeah. That's a tough one, whether it's a casino, whether it's off-track betting or something, just seeing people.
Don't gamble.
Yeah. On a cruise, when the people have to pay their bill, oh my God, it is like fucking Armageddon of fucking arguing for their lives. All the money they fucking spent.
Yeah.
I've only been on one cruise, but like my wife pointed out to me, she was like, watch, because I opted to pay in cash because I was like skeptical of like what was going to happen. What was I being charged for? I only had to pay like a $50 tab, but just watching the people argue and fighting for their shit, because like line item by line item, it was 10 grand, 20 grand. Like they were just like just legit.
Mm-hmm. That's why you pay up front. Like I said, I'm not a cruise guy, but I've heard people that are like, you know what? If you're a drinker, pay all inclusive. Yes, it might be an extra $500 or $600 a person.
Yep.
Yeah. But then you don't mess with it. But like you said, oh, we're in there. We're going to just start drinking the mini bar. We'll have room service. Oh, we'll do this. But I know people that go on cruises, they spend so much money gambling that they get free cruises. And their mindset's like, this is awesome. Yeah, I'm going to. And some of them go on multiple cruises a year because they're free. And then you're like, well, how much did you? I mean, I lost like 8-10 grand. At the casino, but like I probably would have paid around that for the cruise anyways. And it's like,
yeah, the thing about it, they have to fly there, drive there, their fucking luggage, and all everything little between that will fuck you over.
Jesus Christ. No, there's, yeah. I the thought of a cruise, it feels like a floating prison, right? That's why you can't leave, you can't get away from all these drunk people.
Jump off.
No, that happens every year, and it's a whole thing. It's a whole rigmarole on the news, you know.
There's no way I'm jumping off a cruise ship. That's got to hurt. Belly if you make flop it back.
Right off the top, belly flopping it. Because
they're huge. I know not all of them, but a lot of them. Like there was an image that I saw not too long ago that's like a standard, basic, less than like $3,000 cruise ship, and how much bigger it was than like the Titanic and all of these huge ones. And it's like, and then you get the other ones, they're like the size of probably Euban's town that he said there's only 120 people in his town.
Well, we just, it feels weird, it's deja vu hardcore. We just went over this on my podcast Rage and Pillage the other day, but you know how many people are on a cruise ship?
Including at least 10,000.
How many?
At least 10,000.
Not that much. That would be wild too, but this number blew my mind. Roughly 7.
Yeah.
Roughly 7.
They say what cruise line? What ship?
No, I just looked up how many passengers, and then I was like, well, shit, how much crew is on there?
A lot.
And then they said there's like an average of like 1,500 to 2,000 crew. So that's nuts, bro.
I knew somebody that worked on, there was like a Broadway style cruise or something, and they got paid an entire summer a lot of money to do Broadway shows. They were a musician. And that's just what they did for an entire summer. And like, it was pretty good money. And they had a lot of the benefits. They just did their job. And then a lot of the stuff was covered. I'm like, that's a good little summer job, I'd have to imagine.
Heck yeah.
I feel like it was on TikTok. I was watching. You know, you go down a rabbit hole, you watch somebody that does something. You're like, well, let me dive into this person's life for about an hour and a half. Mm-hmm. It was somebody who worked on a cruise ship. And like, everybody's questions she had to answer like 1,000 times was like, are you allowed to hook up with other people? Like they're strict about no fraternizing on the boat type stuff.
Wow.
But I did see this other thing, speaking of cruise lines, is I don't know if this is true, but you know, it's Instagram. Yeah. But apparently like a few times a year, most of these boats go on like swingers.
Cruises. I saw that too. You sent it to the group, I think.
Maybe I did. But yeah, like there's not enough Clorox in this world, dude. I would have to go on that boat with the black light, you know, and I don't want to see, you know, just streaks on the walls, because that's what I do in a hotel room. I have to imagine people do that on a cruise.
It's more fun because the fucking boat's tilting.
Oh, dude.
Or rocking, sorry, rocking, side to side.
I was like, if it's tilting, that's going to make me not want to go on a cruise anyways. I was already skeptical, but.
Yeah, so the reason that we never even got to an answer on it the other day, so maybe y'all can answer this for me. You've been on cruises.
Just one.
Are there enough boats for everybody on that ship?
I feel like the world learned a lesson in a very terrible sinking.
Do you think there's enough boats?
They're well hidden. I want to say yes, but I don't remember seeing anything around.
Yeah, so I'm saying even the pictures we pulled up didn't seem like enough for 5,000 people.
Do all cruise ships have enough lifeboats? According to the International Convention of the Safety of Life at Sea, SOLAS, cruise ships must have enough lifeboats to accommodate at least 37.5% of the ship's capacity on either side, or 75% of the total number of passengers and cruise ships.
That's incredible. I figured just give you a life jacket and say the Coast Guard's coming.
Yeah, that's what they said in Titanic. Yeah. And that poor bastard sunk.
But then this other one says from emmacruises.com. Not sure what that source is, but it says that all cruise ships must carry enough lifeboats for all passengers and crew members.
Who do we trust here? What's funnier? Not having enough, right?
That was from the AI overviews experiment that came up with this, saying that 37.5 of the ship's capacity on either side, so obviously, but only 75% of the total number. And they must be 7.3 meters long, and every ship must have at least two lifeboats on either side.
Here's the thing, though. They're not taking into have you seen the size of some of these people on a cruise ship?
Oh, yes. People in wheelchairs, too. They're fucked.
A ship full of Lizzos is not getting off. You know what I mean?
This says right here, the number of life-saving crafts varies by ship class. For example, the Oasis of the Seas has 18 lifeboats that can hold 370 passengers. Whoa. But that's only enough capacity for 6,660 people.
Yeah, I think that's Royal Caribbean.
Yeah, so someone's going down with that ship.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
My in-laws are going on that one in May. What? Yeah, they're going on that ship, on that cruise in May.
Is that the...
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
One that looks like it has like high-rise apartments on it and shit. I saw that video. It's crazy.
Yeah. Huge zip line, different like water slides. It's fucking insane.
Yeah, I can't see myself doing it. I can't see myself doing it. Just prison at sea, dude. You know, I heard about all the scurvy on the Mayflower. I'm not doing that, bro.
Oh, my God. It's a bad flashback. So my wife got me. So there's this competition you could do where it was a bunch of guys. And, like,
was it the Bert Kreischer small penis one?
No.
Did you hear that one?
No, it was, like, the sexiest guy on the cruise. So my wife was like, jump in there, Groot, and I'll be a judge.
No?
No,
she didn't. Are you rocking abs?
Back then I was. But so there was five judges, and I had to do a lap dance on each one of them. I won, so I was like,
oh yeah, dude.
I had the thing, and like I was at a bar, and this guy's watching TV. He goes, hey, that's you, man. I'm like, I looked up, I'm like, holy fucking shit, I'm a celebrity now.
Dude, there's got to be video footage of this, right?
Has to be.
That was like 10 years ago, but yeah.
You have the footage?
No.
It's on a VHS somewhere.
Yeah. Probably. So if we can get the footage before this goes out, we're going to put it in right here. And we're back. So yeah. That was hot.
That was hot. Yes, Goo, he doesn't look as jacked as the guy that we potentially put in there, but they pretty much look like it.
The dong was bigger than I thought, too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't tell.
It was the new Cisco song. Let me see that dong. Yeah. Dong, da dong, dong. Actually, me and Burley will make a version of that soon.
Yeah. Well,
I can feel it.
But Bert Kreischer, they were on a cruise. And I don't know if it was something that he did, or maybe it was like the Impractical Jokers, or I don't know. All these celebrities are starting to do the cruises and stuff. But apparently, he did or orchestrated, or had some kind of contest where it was the small wiener contest.
Nice.
And like these people were showing, and like they were like micro penises.
Oh.
And he paid like $1,000, I think. And he goes, man, feel bad for that second place guy. He felt so bad because he's like, you showed everybody. Everybody now knows that you're small, but you didn't win anything. It was $5,000 to the winner, but he felt bad. So he gave the second place person like $2,500. I think it was Bert, but I'm not exactly sure. Gotta be.
Because he was big in the Travel Channel before he was where he is now.
This was like fairly recently, I think he was. I think they did a cruise. I'm pretty sure.
Rob brought that up too. Yeah. So I think it is true. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I think when he started drinking again from his health thing because he knew he was going on the cruise or whatever. But
you know what? Money aside, self confidence, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't got a lot happening down there, but I'm still not showing. I don't even let my wife see my soft dick.
I think I would do it for the competitive side of me. I would do it just to see.
There's that, and I do it for the laughs, right? If it would make people laugh, there's a good chance of that. But if there's no chance of getting any laughs, there ain't no chance.
I'm no chance.
$2,500 ain't worth it.
Not this day and age.
No.
Because it's going on the internet.
For mm-hmm. sure. Hey, dude, when I went to Skankfest, they do what's called the naked roast, where they do a roast battle, but the contestants and the judges are all naked. And there was a chick that I sent her in the group the other day, or maybe yesterday, but she was that big girl, and the guy was like, is she cake and all that stuff? She was one of the people in the roast, and she was butt naked. She won, dude. They were fucking going at her, and she was winning left and right, dude, just back and forth. But there were some dudes that was like, self-confidence, brother. Self-confidence. That's it, dude. But yeah, that's the highlight of that festival every year is the naked roast. It's hilarious.
Yeah. If I was on a cruise, it would have to be one of the ones that stop at destination so I could get off the boat like for a little while.
Yeah, because Jamaica, some other island they own, which is all like just like you go four-wheeling. There's like a water park there. It's pretty legit.
I heard on they used to, I don't think they're really a thing anymore, but Kiss used to do a cruise. And Kiss never even got on the boat.
Of course
they not. Just go to some island and Kiss plays a concert, and then everybody gets back on the boat and Kiss is not on that boat.
Yikes. Could you imagine?
It's ridiculous.
I'm trying to think, there's a Flogging Molly one. I think they do a cruise, and I almost think it's like around St. Patrick's Day or something like that. But it's them and a whole bunch of like really good bands. Like that would be cool. Yeah, obviously get to see them. You get to hang out with them. You're gonna drink with them. You know what I mean? And then you get to hear them play music all the time. That'd be a lot of fun.
There's a, I think maybe it's Rockstar Energy or something. I think they do a cruise and it's all like metal bands. Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah. But I mean, dude, I saw footage of it. It's a bunch of metal fans on a cruise ship. Ugh.
Dangerous.
Steve-O got asked to be, I'm fairly certain it was the Impractical Jokers cruise. They've been doing one for a while.
Yeah.
And it's gotten bigger and bigger. And I think he went to it and everybody was trying to get him to do like a Jackass cruise.
Yeah.
And they threw the idea around and this and that, and no cruise line was willing to take on the liability. And it's like, only the people, but not only the Jackass members that would be there, but the fans.
Yeah.
They'd sell a lot of booze.
Somebody's jumping off that thing. As it, you know, hey, look at me. I'm Steve-O. You know?
Yeah.
By the way, speaking of weird voices, why didn't y'all tell me how shitty I sounded last week on the show?
Boy, I didn't, there wasn't any way to fix it. You were severely hungover. I was just we did get you out of bed to come onto the show, and I wasn't about to insult you and say, dude, you sound like shit for jumping out of bed and running down into the podcast.
We appreciate your presence.
Oh, yeah. No, it's a 3-foot walk from where I was dying to here to dying.
You had to get water, though, I'm sure. So that was longer. True.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know the water situation, but
it was, I saw the clip and went, yeesh.
The first little bit was funny because it was like, hey, guys. It was just like, it was rough. You warmed up. And then right about when we ended it, when you're going to get yourself some lip therapy is when you kind of started getting there. And we're like, all right, we're about at time. Let's end it. And you're like,
I was here, guys.
We'll chat afterwise for a little bit.
Just funny the night and day.
Dude, this bitch won't shut the fuck up.
Stupid watch.
Series of whore.
Just priceless, the night and day difference between you and I.
That was hilarious.
It was quite Sunday. The difference. And that was just middle road. I was good.
I think it was all the sugar because we were just passing around a Fireball bottle. It was brand new and it was empty at the end of the night. So the amount of sugar in that, I think that's what it was.
Fireball. I can't stand that. Even just thinking of the smell or whatever.
I love it. I love it.
The wife doesn't mind it. And I have the whiskey tower back here, which you can't see now, but you might be able to see full screen. And I had the Fireball in there just to try to get it kind of gone. And we put some damage on it by we, her, and anybody else that was coming in there. But now just rocking. I love when I do sip like a good bourbon. I have a New York made bourbon, which is, I love it. I'm not a big bourbon guy, but it's good. But just a standard Crown Royal. Just chilling back there. I think that's
Crown's
a good little
beat,
some Canadian whiskey.
Love
bourbon
Canada.
Snobs talk shit on it, but it's not
a little ice. Just sip on it, you know. It's
you had the peach.
I haven't. No, I haven't. There was a was it them or another brand had an apple.
Yeah, they that was an apple. Is it Crown Apple? Crown Apple's pretty good.
Yeah, that was.
I ordered the Blackberry Crown they released like last month, so I'm still waiting for it to come in. I want to try that one.
What is the brandy? What's the one that I'm thinking? That all the old timers, maybe it's just up here, but everybody always told that if there was like some blackberry brand that you would sip on every day and you would never get sick, not get drunk, but have at least a little sipper. That these old guys, whether they're farmers and stuff, they swear by it even to this day. And they're all pretty old.
I've never had brandy. I'm not completely sure what it brandy. Is.
What the hell? Do you know what I'm talking about? Here.
My mom follows that cognac? Thing.
It's yeah, cognac. Blackberry. Blackberry brandy, I think.
Speaking of cognac, did you see Ocho Cinco talking about cognac on
fucking love him.
On what's his name's podcast? The sports guy. He did the big Cat Williams thing and all
Shannon
that.
Sharp.
Shannon Sharp. He was on Shannon Sharp's podcast. It's worth playing the 30-second clip. Just look up Ocho Cinco cognac and it's worth it.
All right, that's fine.
Pretty damn funny.
Man, Shannon Sharp really lucked out on that one, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, what's crazy is Shannon Sharp is clearly just texting on his phone in this video, like not paying attention. And it's ridiculous.
The nightcap?
Possibly.
The first thing there was a TikTok thing and it just said. Yeah.
That's probably what
Nightcap,
it is.
Ocho, UNC, Club Shay Shay, Ocho Cinco, funny.
Is it say, did you type in cognac as well?
I put Ocho Cinco cognac. Is it on his, or is it, would it be right through, what's his face?
Give me 2 seconds.
I'll send it to
you on Ocho Cinco drinking cognac for the first time on Nightcap. Also popped up. Shannon Sharp and Ocho Cinco. There's a lot of.
I got you, dude. I got you. Right. Vamp for me. Vamp for me.
Vamp. So I don't know, while he's looking up that, only because it's Triple T and it could stand for TikTok, I found a video and I'm just going to play it. It has nothing to do with cognac, although this guy
could
have had a lot to drink. Let's show this real quick. Oh, someone else is sharing, it says. Oh, I think it's this song.
Uh-huh.
God damn, I got to play
you
a sound.
You hear that noise?
What's it? What noise?
Might be me.
Never mind. No. Okay, sometimes my mouse goes asleep, and when I move it, it goes a da-da-da-doo on Windows. So I just want to make sure y'all didn't hear it.
Well, because the soundboard's tied up, I'm going to play Transition 2. I don't know what this is.
Ooh.
That was cool.
I like that. We just
now the soundboard freed up. I thought this was hilarious, so I want to show you. The soundboard freed up. Just and for anybody just listening, there's a dad.
And hold on, before you press play.
Yeah.
Water hose on the beach ball?
That's I was beautiful. Noticing that too. Yep. There's a lot going on in here. There's a dad that is on a trampoline. There's a kid sitting on what appears to be a beach ball with a hose in it.
Yeah.
A little kid. And I don't know if it's another little kid, potentially a wife.
It's like a wife in cargo pants.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They used to be cool. And the trampoline has been used. The protection stuff is only half on, probably why there's how they've created their two kids.
Yep.
What do you think's going to happen?
I think his leg goes through.
He's going to try to do a front flip and just fail epically.
Ooh, like he's going to scorpion?
Yeah.
Okay. See, when I first, I saw the video, but when I first thought, I'm going to throw out mine, is that little girl to the left, I thought was going, he was going to land on her and hit her. And this is the Fail Army TikTok, which a lot of viral videos. Yeah. And so make sure you check that out. But this is a quick video, and this is Fail Army. Go check them out. Wink.
Yep. Yeah. As that first bump, and I saw how low it was going, that's a burly jump right there. You know, you can't trust
leap
that.
Leap of faith.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, I'm not a trampoline fan at all. When I worked at the hospital, a lot of injuries used to come in from trampolines and kids and adults drinking that turns into I hate them.
So y'all never jumped off a roof onto a trampoline and like into a pool?
Maybe yes.
That was awesome.
No.
Man, you gotta live a little, Matt. Come on.
I mean, I've done a lot of stupid things, but I knew that the laugh, the outcome, and whatever else could potentially it outweighed that my give a shit for jumping off a roof onto a trampoline. I've seen too many. I saw a lot of Jackass videos. We didn't have great medical coverage. I played a lot of sports. I didn't really want to have a career-ending injury, knowing
it's a bucket that was going to come. Man. It's a bucket list.
You're looking too far into the future, dude. You got to live in the now. You know, life is all about living in the moment, dude. You know what? You're on your deathbed and be like, why did I never jump off a roof onto a trampoline into a pool?
Because we skipped the trampoline. We've jumped off roofs into pools.
Yeah, dude, this is adding a funner element. It's the cream in the Oreo, dude.
You didn't want the legs.
The pool.
Nah, didn't he? Sketchy.
I've definitely jumped off balconies, like onto mattresses, right? Jumped mm-hmm. off a balcony onto stacked up mattresses, but you try to land like feet first and you think you're going to kind of not lock your legs, but you're going to brace it, just bend your legs a little bit. Nah, the knee goes right into your face every time.
Which also means you have to have great dental, and we didn't.
Oh, man. Nah, I just took it like a man.
Like a man. Be a man. All right, here's the video from Hood Clips. Feel free to give him a follow on Instagram. Ocho Cinco pronouncing.
You can tell what I follow.
Alcohol before, but I'm at 56. And I think it's about that time. So, you know, Unc has his cognac, right?
Yep.
Le Portier. So I've never had alcohol, but if we hit 1 million subscribers, the day we hit 1 million and go live, I'm going to have my first sip of cognac. Le Portier.
Le Portier.
What's it called? Oh, it's cognac?
Wait for it.
I spell cognac, though. Oh, the G silent? Why you got me saying it wrong all this time, man?
I just let you rock with it. They know you know. They know. They. It's you. You Ocho.
Hold up. How you say it? Say it again.
Huh? Cognac. Yeah.
Okay, you said cognac, but it's spelled C O G N A. Why not a Y? Because you're saying yak. Cognac. C O N Y A C.
Why is this voice cracking?
You gonna have a drink. Don't worry about it. Ocho, we know everybody knows that things move a little slower for you than normal.
God damn.
I'm not an expert when it comes
to
talking about alcohol. But listen, I wouldn't spell it. I want to spell it in 87. So
cognac was
no. Where you get cognac from?
Yeah, don't worry about it.
I've never had alcohol before.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
He's never drank alcohol.
56 years old.
Wow. Yeah. Good for him.
priceless. Yeah. Silla was great. Neither sounds great. It's him.
Neither one of y'all smoke, right?
I don't smoke.
Do you smoke cigarettes? Mm-mm. Have y'all ever smoked, ever?
No, I've never had a cigarette in my entire life.
Nothing. Okay, so that blows my mind. My wife's
I love cigars. Love cigars.
Yeah, well, I mean, that still kind of counts.
Yeah, okay.
So, like, you put smoke into your body. Correct. Right? My wife has never done that. And I'm just like, that's crazy to me. You never got curious one time at a party or anything?
Stayed away from that shit.
The reason I never did.
It seems to be awesome.
Is my grandfather smoked a lot, worked in a lot of diamond plants and stuff. So when I became old enough to like have memories, he was always on oxygen. Like he couldn't walk to the mailbox, couldn't mow the lawn. Like he had to have oxygen 24/7. And he would always tell me that caused it more or less. So that was like, oh, pretty. And then my uncle got into a hunting accident when he was a kid and lost his middle finger. From what I understand, the gun was there. They were younger. He went to climb a fence, pulled the gun over, hit a branch or something, finger gone. But my grandfather always used it as, if I ever catch you smoking, I'm going to cut your middle finger off. Your uncle only smoked one cigarette in his life, and I showed him. And I was like, and my grandfather was. So I was like, nope, not a chance in hell I'm ever going to try a cigarette. I did a lot. I chewed a lot.
Yeah,
chewed a lot.
That was my thing, yeah.
Being in baseball, being a younger guy playing with the older guys, you know, they were like, hey, try this, bud. I started with pouches, and then it just became habitual. And then one day I was just like, I'm done. Like it was almost like my body rejected it. Every time I threw a chew, I chewed for years, and I don't know what was going on, but anytime I would throw a chew in, I would instantly start gagging and almost puking.
Really?
Just one day it started happening. I'm like, what the fuck? Whether it was a pouch, tried different kinds, different flavors. And I mean, I used to love taking the flavored one. So say cherry skull.
Yeah.
And then I would put a shot of cherry vodka in it to give it a little bit of a kick and then keep it in like the fridge or freezer. Oh, was it good?
Every day of my life, I think about going and getting a can of dip.
Damn.
Dude, I miss it so much.
I miss it a lot. The habitual, I don't miss the actual, and I would always spit.
Yeah.
I couldn't gut that.
I wasn't that guy either.
My old man, he gutted it. He would chew all day and just never spit once.
Have you ever met the old timers who would buy the fine cut and just little toot up the nose? That's wild.
A buddy of mine said that, I don't know if it was him or maybe it was just a military thing, but they used to put it, I think why a lot of the fine cut was they used to put it in between their toes.
Rangers would do that, yeah.
Yeah, like Rangers, and then they would get into the bloodstream and give them that little bit of a...
Mm-hmm. They put in their eyelids too, their eyeballs.
Why? What's wrong with the mouth?
It's that's too basic for them, man. You gotta be
able okay, to... well, next, do it. What's wrong with the foreskin? Put in the foreskin.
It's gonna fucking burn.
Roll it.
It's gonna burn.
Hold on, let me put one in real quick.
That'd be a hilarious party trick. If anybody does that, please send it to Euban. Probably eubinwackenoff@gmail.com. He's got all sorts of contact information on eubinwackenoff.com. He had an idea. Did you guys, and you don't have to say yes or feel bad that you didn't, but last Thursday we came out with a show and Euban had, well, we came up with an idea. I think it probably started with Euban, but, we were going to buy a domain called Judging Johnson's where people could send their picks in. And we were going to judge them. I'm not looking at your dick pic.
I'll peep them out.
But we had some people, and we actually had Elo, longtime listener, volunteered to be the Vanna White of them. So she would see the pics, help. She'll put the card up. So I mean, we already have one volunteer. I think we're going to really start to get this going, and we'll probably just put like Euban or submit at judgingjohnsons.com. I feel like there's some potential there.
There's got to be some people with some wild ones, like a pig's tail, you know, just a little curly Q cock.
Well, you've been friends with a lot of content creators and like Content Candy, Don and those guys, like the guy that has the butt plug that were the like games, like the snap. Remember the snap things with the balls on the end? Yeah. If you, okay, I'll send you that account after. Donnie. Awesome. Awesome, awesome dude. Right. So Euban's pretty close with those guys, but they said him and the creators that they work, like, you know, Charlie Classic. Have you heard of Charlie?
Yes, I know Charlie.
A Viner. Yeah, those guys are all boys, and they get a lot of those. Obviously, not those guys as much, but the women, they make a lot of money just ranking. People just want to have their wiener ranked.
Dude, have you ever it was Snapchat at the time, but he probably has an OnlyFans now. But I used to follow Charlie Classic's Snapchat. Fucking wild. Fucking wild.
Onions is pretty good too.
That dude lives a life.
Those guys are awesome. Man. He just had a huge garage sale within the last couple of weeks. That would have been really cool to go to. A lot of
really?
Horror memorabilia and some cool stuff. Yeah.
I found out about Charlie Classic because I found out about what's his name? Something Busey. What's his name?
Gary
Mike Busey.
Oh, Mike. I don't know okay. Mike.
Oh, type in Mike Busey. When you see this guy and see the life he's living and he just looks like a tattooed version of me, I'm like, oh my God, this dude.
Oh, yeah, moves. Yeah. Yeah, I know this guy.
He has that sausage castle, which is literally a mansion, and he just has whores at it all the time. It's wild.
All the time, yeah. You might have, yeah. He's on a lot of things.
Yeah,
he's Mike Busey.
But he has a whole network of like $10 a month membership, and you get to fucking you can go to his house type shit, go hang out, stuff like that. It's fucking crazy.
It is pretty crazy.
So rating Johnson's, you know what? Okay, I want to say two things.
Okay.
I will anonymously toss my cock in the fucking rate my Johnson. It'd be funny.
I guarantee you, Euban is definitely going to do that as well, just so he can rate it himself.
Yeah. Second off, I want to put this out on the Triple T. There, I will cash app $100 to anybody who sends a video of packing their foreskin with dip. It's there. It's $100 promised from your boy Burley, from the B-man himself.
But I'll you have to put that. in like a disclaimer that, you know, you give permission just in case something does happen. You know, you doing this on your own.
I'm not responsible for whatever not responsible. It does. Yes.
Yeah. It's, yeah. You know, allegedly.
I'm going to wet it with some smegma first so it holds.
There it is. Let's do the image. We'll wrap this up. Just like a lot of you people watching this, wrap it up so you don't make another one of you or someone like us.
Yeah.
All right. So I have Cybertruck, DeLorean, probably spelled DeLorean wrong. Not the best correct. Speller. Global Warming, Farmer's Almanac, Ghost Cruises, Jumping Off Roof into Pool. And I put Mansion because I think that guy had a mansion, the sausage one. So let's see. I got to learn my lesson because I always copy it because for some reason, if it stalls out,
sometimes. Drop it back in real fast.
Got to drop that in real quick. So let's see what we come up with for the image of the day that's going to be in the thumbnail. We're going to rearrange. What do we got? I'm loving AI. And I'm also, yeah. Remember to hit us up if you need a jingle or some kind of song. So,
damn.
It's kind of cool.
Dude, really... the giant DeLorean on the pool is hilarious. With pterodactyls above it, I'm guessing?
That's... pretty
what
cool.
What is that above it?
I have no idea.
I don't. What would it be? Global warming? Maybe it's some.
Maybe something. Maybe
solar flares.
The whole. Yeah, it's like a deserted city behind it.
I think that's the one.
Yeah, that's the I think one. That's sick. Yeah.
That's the one. All right. There we go. It's. Yeah. There we go. That's the one for there. And. That's all we got. Appreciate you, Burley. Check him out, the Rage and Pillage podcast, if you want. He's big fan of the Twitter. You want some? You want a free laugh of the day? Remember, comedy is supposed to be fun, not taken seriously. So go check it out and check out Goop if you want. He's on the Body Wrong podcast. He's over here on Triple T, and he's just kind of everywhere. But you don't actually go and check him out because he lives in the middle of nowhere, and he's not going to take that.
You won't find me.
Remember, he has won a stripper contest on a cruise. He's nobody to mess with. And yeah, that's all we got. So make sure you guys check that out if you want. And appreciate you, fellas. And we'll do it again next week.
Later.
Hit the new, right. Oh, we got to hit the new outro.
The trash cans.
We got an outro. You get 20-something seconds of just, even if you just skip ahead to this part. There you go.
Welcome to the Triple T podcast. We drop the knowledge like it's hot, bringing you the real talk from the streets to the block. Jazz and beats rhyme so tight, we'll make your head nod. Triple T crew taking over the game. Y'all better applaud. Step into the cypher, feel the vibe. We got the style. Representing hip hop, going the extra mile. From east coast to west, we break it down the walls. Triple T podcast. We here to answer the call. Triple T in the house is the call.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.